WTAW News time is 7:07. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A tow truck driver is accused of shooting a person during an attempted vehicle repossession in Bryan yesterday afternoon. This was in the 300 block of Ellinger, south of Villa Maria between College and Welburn. Police report the unidentified man who was shot is in critical condition at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The tow truck driver, who has a concealed handgun license, told investigators he fired multiple shots after the owner of the vehicle assaulted him with his hands and a long wooden handle. The name of the driver was not released, but police report he works for Mars Wrecker Service. He received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. Bryan police continue to investigate the deaths of two people struck and killed by a truck yesterday morning. Officer Kelly McEthan says 45-year-old Glenn Crawford of Bryan and 25-year-old Shayna Sanders of Oklahoma, who has ties to Bryan, were walking in the center of the inside lane on 21 near Maple.
It was raining pretty heavily around 4:45. It was, you know, the roadways were wet. There was a glare on the roadways, and it's also a dark area along that highway. So it, you know, greatly diminished the visibility for the driver of that truck.
There are no sidewalks where Crawford and Sanders were hit, and the roadway was blocked for almost 4 hours. It's been more than 3 years since four men were accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store where the store clerk shot one of the suspects.
A Brazos County District Court jury this week sentenced the man who was hit by the store clerk's gunfire. 22-year-old Kenthony Jackson was ordered to serve 23 years in prison. The Brennan man who had entered a guilty plea was hit in the torso and left arm. Prosecutors told the jury the August 2010 holdup at Prince Food Mart on Coulter took place 8 days after Jackson was placed on probation. And while he was out on bond, he was arrested 7 times. A second co-defendant, 25-year-old Travis Harris of Somerville, scheduled for sentencing next week after he entered a guilty plea 4 months ago. The third participant, 22-year-old Willie Washington of Bryan, entered a plea agreement 2 years ago and was sentenced to 15 years. And 23-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston has yet to go on trial. A Madison County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Madisonville woman for operating a prostitution and human trafficking ring. The Texas Attorney General's office says 33-year-old Jennifer Kelly was sentenced to 15 years. Investigators discovered the victims included a 17-year-old who had worked out of Kelly's mobile home since she was 14. The College Station School District's in the process of terminating a grounds and maintenance employee who was arrested this week. Two sheriff's deputies broke up a meeting at the maintenance and operations building behind the central office. 23-year-old Brianna Grimes of Bryan was arrested on warrants related to 8 vehicle burglaries from 2009 and a misdemeanor theft from 2 years ago. And the deputies also found methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Democrats controlling the Senate want to avoid future showdowns over the so-called debt ceiling. They're proposing to give the president authority to authorize additional federal borrowing unless Congress can muster veto-proof margins to block him. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan considers it a big gimmick.
So that members of Congress don't have to vote explicitly to raise the debt ceiling. They did this once before. Well, they'll put a provisional law that says that the president has the right to raise the debt ceiling unilaterally up to a certain date or up to a certain amount, unless Congress passes a resolution to veto it. Well, the president, they did that in this last bill that passed a couple weeks ago when the government was reopened, and this is one of the reasons I voted no.
Supporters say the idea is to prevent future battles over increasing the nation's borrowing cap. What can you make in 3 weeks using up to 500 pounds of scrap metal? You can see the results of the Downtown Bryan Association's first Monumental Contest this evening inside the Queen Theater.
Without giving too much away, we've got birds of a feather flock together. We have bend over backwards for the Queen, snail's pace, knee-jerk reaction. We were so impressed, and we were amazed at some of these sculptures. There had been a lot of work, a lot of thought into them, and I think people are going to be really interested to see what people have come up, what these artists and welders have come up with.
Executive Director Sandy Ferris says some of the sculptures will be auctioned in December as a fundraiser for the Queen. And there's a groundbreaking Sunday for a monument dedicated to local service members who died or were killed in Vietnam. President of Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 957, Mike Sutherland, says at 2:30 in front of Claremont's Library, there will be patriotic speeches, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the revealing of a wooden mock-up of the eventual monument.
We found 43 names of people that were killed or died in Vietnam that have some relationship to the seven-county area around Brazos County. We're going to have an engraved monument. It's going to have the history of Vietnam. It's going to have the names by county of each person.
He says they're including soldiers from the Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Madison, Robertson, and Washington counties. For a complete list of the included names, visit our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Building a home is easily the largest investment you'll ever make. Sometimes it's very complicated, but you know, if you're building for yourself, you want it to look the way that you want. You want it to come in under budget. Well, let me give you a website to go to. It's willishomestx.com. Chris and Clint Willis have been building homes here in the Brazos Valley for over 10 years, raised here, hardworking family. They know what it means to use your dollars and spend them wisely. And when you entrust that to Willis Custom Homes, that's exactly what you get. You may think that it's beyond your means to get the kind of elegance and quality that you can find in a Willis Customs home, but it's not true. They can show you how to get the look that you want, and they do it in a very unique way where the client can see the line item descriptions of the material, the labor, and the profits in the bid so that you can, through that transparency, see exactly how your dollars are being spent. And, of course, there are always questions along the way. They want to make sure that you get your options lined out to you so you can make the choice that you want so that your Willis Custom Home is just exactly the way you'd like to have it. So get in touch with them. Visit the website, willishomestx.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do it for you.
Drought isn't the only thing crippling the Texas water supply. Texas adds almost 500,000 new residents every year, but our water supply isn't growing. 7 years from now, Texans will need 857 billion more gallons of water than we'll have. That shortfall is more than the current combined annual water usage of residents in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin. You get the point. It's not just the water supply that's a problem. It's the failing infrastructure used to deliver that water. In some areas, half the water that leaves the supply never reaches the tap. If you think this problem will vanish with a few heavy rains, you're wrong. You need to vote for Prop 6 on the November 5th statewide ballot to make sure we have enough water.
Vote for Prop 6 to keep the water flowing in Bryan College Station. Prop 6 will give cities across Texas a low-cost way to ensure a reliable water supply for generations to come. Learn more at watertexas.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
I'm Elaine Brooks. Mike Sutherland cares about your animals. A few years ago, when animal lovers were deeply concerned about the very high euthanasia rate of dogs and cats at the Brazos Animal Shelter, Mike Sutherland was the only public official who would listen. Thousands of animals are being euthanized every year at a very high cost. Mike Sutherland worked tirelessly to establish a more humane and progressive system of animal care and save your tax dollars. For a people-oriented problem solver, vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Brazos Valley Forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to remain anchored over the region, that high pressure system responsible for all the sunshine, which we're going to be seeing today. We've been able to get the area of low pressure out of the region that brought all the rain to the state the last 36 to 48 hours. With that sun today, it'll be comfortable, 75, clear tonight, 50. More sun tomorrow, 66 to 71. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. It'll be sunny on Sunday and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie football gearing up for the Miners at the University of Texas at El Paso. In the SEC, the Aggie soccer team is the regular season champs, but they have to share it, and also your high school football report. All of that with sports. We'll do it for you at about 7:52.
All right, so we were going to talk about something of interest, of great interest, you know, techie stuff, but then someone ducked into the studio, and I think we kind of have a little, little breaking cultural news here.
We do. The question was asked, is there a local grocery-torium that is selling the new chocolate-covered Wavy Lay's product?
Wow.
Because apparently it has been launched.
Apparently this is a thing.
And I'm looking at a photo of the bag right here.
Got it right here in front of me.
On the USA Today website.
Original potato chips dipped in milk chocolate.
Which sounds delicious.
It really does.
It sounds like it would taste similar to those Pocky sticks. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Those
yes.
Pockies from like an Asian food market.
Hmm.
It's an Asian food.
Not a big hit. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
not a big hit in the Murphy household.
But the idea of Wavy Lay's dipped in chocolate.
That sounds good.
Sounds terrific.
Well, so, if you like chocolate-covered pretzels, and that was the first thing that came to mind for me. And you said you are a big fan.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Salty, crunchy, sweet, creamy.
So if anybody knows, if this is sold locally, give us a shout, 695-1620.
It's time for a shameless plug for your products. So
yes.
Frito-Lay guys, if you're listening, 695-1620. By the way, he's Jay Sokol. I'm Chase Murphy. We're sitting in for Scott DeLucia this morning. And we're not asking for free products.
No, just want to know.
Not at all.
But it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't
not at all.
Hurt.
We are asking for free product.
We're not asking for free product. But if you want to bring us some free product, we will not
we
stop
won't turn you.
You
down, yeah.
We will not tell you that it is against our moral fiber or something.
Only if
like that.
We is you and Jay, I would love some free.
I understand. I understand. Story says at $3.49 for a 5-ounce bag, the Lay's Wavy dipped in chocolate is just the latest in a flood of sweet and salty products that have caught the national taste bud in the last few years. They mention the aforementioned pretzels coated with chocolate from ice cream stuffed with pretzels. The chocolate-covered chip also ties in with a flood of seasonal, limited-time-only snacks that increasingly hit the market between Halloween and New Year's. So be on the lookout for that at a grocery-torium near you, the Wavy Lay's dipped in milk chocolate.
Is it just me, or does it seem like all the snacks that are specifically geared towards the fall and winter are just far superior to the snacks that are geared towards spring and summer?
I'm trying to think of seasonal snacks that only come out in the summer.
Other than
the McRib.
There's no such thing as like a, you know, they don't have
ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can eat ice cream anytime in Texas.
Well, yeah, but they only have certain flavors in the summer.
Like what?
Kevin is right.
Bluebell peach.
This is one of the pet peeves of Kara Francis, that peppermint ice cream
is
deemed
only right now
seasonal.
Yeah.
But you can't have peppermint some other time of the year.
Right. And peppermint is very good. I'm a big fan.
But what, the peppermint tree doesn't bloom in the spring?
Right. It's a winter bloomer.
Right. Okay.
You can only harvest the peppermint ice cream in the wintertime. So that's when you have to be aware of that. I'm trying to think of other summertime. You mentioned, you know, other than ice cream, other summertime only snacks and things like that. And
I mean, watermelon. It's not like they don't make watermelon flavored chips, as gross as that sounds.
There's a reason for that.
I mean, just. It seems to me like all the good stuff is
watermelon
right now.
Flavored chips would be an abomination. That's why they don't do it. I mean, there's just some things you just don't.
Much like yogurt and chili.
Yeah.
What if you
can
took,
we go back to that? Yeah.
You could take watermelon chips and dip them in cottage cheese.
Forget it.
Chase.
Forget it.
There are some weird chip flavors in other parts of the world.
Yes.
Things that just are unnatural.
Well,
oh, yes.
You know, Scooter went to Canada a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I know. Went to the Great North a few years ago and brought back, I believe, ketchup flavored Lay's potato chips.
Ah.
And they weren't too bad.
See, that's similar. When I lived in Britain, one of the chips I liked was called Skips, and they're described as fizzy, melty prawn cocktail flavored snacks.
Not a single word you just said should go with chips.
Never, I couldn't agree more.
Never
you put
the
in your
two
mouth
shall
kind
meet.
Of fizzes.
Well, you do the same thing with Alka-Seltzer, but you don't eat it for a snack.
Well, and it's not shrimp flavored.
It's like Pop Rock. I was going to say Pop Rock shrimp.
It's good.
Ugh.
But I think he not only, I think brown gravy was another flavor that he brought back.
Yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty
they
sure.
They have roast chicken. Tastes kind of like somebody belched roast chicken.
Wow, so. Could you be a little more graphic? That's entertaining. We apologize to anyone trying to enjoy their Cheerios right now, so probably not going to end well for you at that point. I'm trying to think of a, you know, but it dawned on me the other day because I actually was consuming some chili cheese Fritos, which are delicious.
Yes, they are.
And but you know, to some people in other parts of the world, perhaps the idea of chili cheese going with a chip might not be the most enticing product.
Just because they never tried it before, but they don't realize how. Are we not
conditioned to be that way because that's what we were raised with? You're always going to be more comfortable with that with which you have known since a young age. I mean, am I wrong?
No. You're absolutely right. It's cultural.
Yeah.
Absolutely cultural.
What about? I mean, introduce somebody to Funyuns. You know.
Oh yeah, I love,
you know,
Funyuns.
And I mean, I'll tear up some Funyuns.
Bean dip. Funyuns and bean dip.
Oh.
Good Lord, that sounds like something you do at 2 o'clock after a night of bad decisions.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Good morning, Kat. You lived in Britain and you didn't pick up on the language over there. Over there, you know, crisps is what we call potato chips. They call chips what we call French fries.
You got a caller correcting you on British culture.
Well, now that I know that I'm speaking to Americans, you know, maybe I've edited my language to reflect the people that I'm around.
Nice save there. We could go to, you could go to anybody, you could go to Brady, Texas, and they'd probably know that chips in Britain were French fries.
Now, there's a lot of worse mistakes to make. There are a lot of worse mistakes.
What do you got against Brady?
I'm just thinking small town Texas, period. If you popped into Dime Box and said, what do they call chips?
See, at least I tried to pick a place that might be out of the listening range of this station.
See, everybody's here.
Good luck.
Fish and
I hope
chips.
Your car doesn't break down next time you're going to Austin, pal.
I'm sorry. We'll just say Mexia then. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Aww.
Hello.
So Kat's saying she has to, like, pot down to us here in
Rough. There is too much testosterone today.
Oh,
good
man.
Grief.
You're getting buried.
Wow.
Yeah. See, you know.
It all started when you were putting
sour cream on your clear chili.
No, Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt on your chili, which, you know.
In the center. It's like taking the place of sour cream.
And nothing should take the place of sour cream. Just say it.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan's Ballroom Dance, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children benefit concert featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Additional support provided by Coffee Corner and Denise Bermudez.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, set sail for a swashbuckling voyage as pirates invade the festival. Arr! It's Pirates Adventure, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
On the one hand, we have Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. She liked her health care plan, and she kept it. She made it clear that she has no interest in ditching her plan for Obamacare, which she's imposing on millions of Americans against their will. On the same hand, different finger, we have the Democrats who voted for Obamacare and their staffs. Many have six-figure incomes, courtesy of the taxpayer. But they complained that the cost of Obamacare was too high, so Obama hustled up a special carve-out of taxpayer subsidies to make the cost of Obamacare bearable for them. On the same hand, there's a middle finger. Labor unions were giving it to Obama and Sebelius when they learned that Obamacare threatened their generous health care plans. So Obama and Sebelius grandfathered in the benefits won through collective bargaining so that unions wouldn't suffer under Obamacare. And they showered unions with millions of taxpayer dollars to act as Obamacare navigators. to help the suckers sign up for Obamacare if the website ever works. Now, finally, we turn to the other hand. On the other hand is you, regular Americans, not Democrat cronies, not staffers. You're the ones on the receiving end of Obama's, Sebelius's, and the Democrats' middle fingers. No, you can't keep your doctor or the health plan you liked. Obama lied. Your health plan died. So just pay for Obamacare the way you pay for everything else and shut your pie holes. Got it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-489-1993. That's 1-800-489-1993. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-489-1993. That's 1-800-489-1993.
728 News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Sunshine today, gorgeous. High today in the mid to upper 70s. Winds out of the southeast at about 5, but otherwise calm. Clear skies tonight, dropping down to a low of about 51. You will want a jacket if you are headed out to your high school football game du jour. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of about 72. Winds are going to shift back to the north. And since we have an 8 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night for the fighting Texas Aggies against UTEP, you're going to want a jacket for that as well, because we're going to drop down to the mid-40s tomorrow night. And then sunshine once again on Sunday with a high of about 70. Very, very nice weekend in store for us. But if you're going to be outside, you're going to want a light wrap, or if you're really cold natured, perhaps a medium wrap. 52 degrees right now. Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications at 728.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna from the Jewelry and Coin Exchange with exciting news. We're having a retirement liquidation sale. You know the Jewelry and Coin Exchange has the best everyday prices in town for fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, and sterling silver. Our everyday prices are lower than the sale prices at other jewelry stores. And now we're liquidating wall-to-wall up to 50% off. Hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for Time. On file forever at WTAW.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A section of Highway 21 with no sidewalks was where a man and woman walking on the roadway during yesterday's storms were struck and killed. Bryan police investigators say an eastbound truck was driving in the inside lane. Officer Kelly McKeithen says heavy rain and darkness greatly affected visibility, and there's no evidence the driver was impaired by alcohol or drugs.
Typically, any type of fatality accident that we do have, we always look for that factor, but it usually takes a while to determine if that was a factor. We do not suspect it with the driver at this time.
The couple who was killed were identified as 45-year-old Glenn Crawford of Bryan and 25-year-old Shayna Sanders of Oklahoma, who also has ties to Bryan. Bryan police are investigating a shooting involving a vehicle repossession. The man who was shot is in critical condition at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Investigators say a tow truck driver for Mars Wrecker Service has a concealed handgun license. The driver told detectives he was assaulted by the vehicle owner. Then he drew his gun, and after the owner kept approaching, the driver fired multiple shots. No names have been released. The driver received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. The shooting took place yesterday afternoon in the 300 block of Erlinger between Welburn and College and south of Villa Maria. A Bryan woman arrested for violating terms of her court agreement on 9 misdemeanor charges got into more trouble when she was found by sheriff's deputies.
23-year-old Brianna Grimes told deputies she knew there were warrants related to prior convictions for 8 vehicle burglaries and a misdemeanor theft, but added she was set up. Grimes, who was in a meeting of College Station school district grounds and maintenance employees, was also arrested for possessing methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. CSISD officials say they're moving towards termination. From Brazos County District Court, there's been a third conviction out of 4 men charged with an August 2010 armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store. A jury sentenced 22-year-old Kenthony Jackson of Brenham to 23 years in prison. An employee at Prince Food Mart on Coulter shot Jackson in the torso and left arm. Prosecutors say the robbery was 8 days after Jackson was placed on probation, and while out on bond, he had 7 additional arrests. Awaiting trial is 23-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston. 2 others entered guilty pleas. 22-year-old Willie Washington of Bryan was sentenced to 15 years, while 25-year-old Travis Harris of Somerville is scheduled for sentencing next week. And a Madisonville woman's off to prison after she was found guilty of running a human trafficking and prostitution ring out of her mobile home. A Madison County District Court jury sentenced 33-year-old Jennifer Kelly to 15 years. The Texas Attorney General's office says Kelly charged both parties a fee, and she kept some of the victim's proceeds. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Sunday, 43 Vietnam War casualties with Brazos Valley ties will be honored at the groundbreaking for a new monument. President of Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 957, Mike Sutherland, says the wooden mock-up of a future monument will include Vietnam War history and service members' names.
It's a lot different from the one in Veterans Park because that's a replica of a helicopter, which I was a helicopter pilot. I'm glad to see that. But this is a way to remember the individuals from this area so their relatives later on, grandkids and nieces, nephews and all that later on can see their name in writing in a prominent place.
The ceremony will be 2:30 in front of the Claremont's Library in downtown Bryan with patriotic speeches, the national anthem, and at least 50 family members of those honored. At WTAW.com, you can see the list of names. There are 9 entries in the first ever Monu Metal Sculpture Contest sponsored by the Downtown Bryan Association. Executive Director Cindy Ferris says you can see them tonight as a part of First Friday activities.
I would like to describe some of them, but I won't do them justice. That you really need to come see these. They will be inside the Queen Theater. We welcome people to come in and look at them, and if you like them well enough to actually take one home with you, in December we will have an event, our first fundraiser for the Queen this year, and some of those sculptures will be auctioned at that event.
Individuals and groups used up to 500 pounds of scrap metal to create their sculptures. And the fight continues in Washington to extend the deadline for individuals to apply for Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's something that's needed whether the president likes it or not.
He kind of needs the relief because they're under siege because of all the lies they've told and the way this thing has been such an abject failure on the rollout.
Flores says the good news comes from Democrats who are supporting an extension.
We've had a number of them start calling for delays in the individual mandate, and my hope is by the time we get to the end of the middle of December when Congress breaks for recess, that we can have delayed it for at least a year.
Flores puts the chances of that happening at 50-50. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by bcsrealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at wtaw.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com.
Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland, running for the mayor of Bryan. My challenge, if you elect me mayor, is to identify areas where I know we can improve our city. Most of the areas you have already brought to the attention of our current administration. As your mayor, I will always work to improve the quality of our lives in this great city. My opponent considers this as a negative act, when in fact, it's what's needed to go from a good city to a great city. Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Intech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Brazos Valley forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is going to remain anchored over the region. That high pressure system responsible for all the sunshine, which we're going to be seeing today. We've been able to get the area of low pressure out of the region that brought all the rain to the state the last 36 to 48 hours. With that sun today, it'll be comfortable, 75, clear tonight, 50. More sun tomorrow, 66 to 71. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. It'll be sunny on Sunday and 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. NFL game last night won with a safety in overtime. We'll share that with you. Ryan Hannehill at the helm for the Dolphins. Plus, we've got the high school football report. A&M secures the SEC regular season title in soccer and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Before we proceed with this radio program, Mr. Jay Sokol has an important announcement.
Let me remind folks that we do have daylight saving time. You should set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Mm. This message specifically for Grant Sokol, who should be on his way to Jane Long Middle School right now. Grant, it is up to you to change your mom's clock in the car. You know she doesn't know how to do this herself. Please don't put this 5 minutes fast or 5 minutes slow. Put it on the exact time.
Don't mess with mommy.
Well, now you just planted an idea in his head.
Oh, no. Knowing his kid, that was there long before Jay said anything.
I'm depending on you, Grant, to make sure this happens.
This is your mission.
End of message.
So you're assuming that he's actually listening
to
the show?
Oh, no. He's on it. He's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because, quite honestly, he was offended that I mentioned our dog Tiger more than I mentioned him yesterday.
Oh.
So this is my way of making up for that. Grant, have a great day at school.
You got to be careful with these things.
Especially with G-Money.
Yeah, he keeps score.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's as most kids do.
Right.
So. All right, so Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm off.
I'm on.
Just got tired of it.
I don't blame you.
You know, stuff like that.
Got tired of looking at other people's babies?
I'm on passively most of the time.
I just got tired. It wasn't tired of anything specific. I just got tired of the whole thing. I found it consuming my time too much, you know, being a little bit too much of, I wonder what I'm missing now, and, you know, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I don't know, just this... the fake idea of friends, something like that. But anyway.
Sometimes pixelated friends are the only friends you can get. Chase Murphy.
Well, that's just really, really sad. Man. Anyway. But now there's something a little disturbing that they're talking about doing.
Yeah. Facebook is testing a method to track everywhere your mouse moves on your Facebook site.
Let that sink in for just a moment, and then I want you to repeat that. Okay, we're going to give you 2 seconds to let that sink in, and now repeat that.
Facebook is testing a method to track everywhere your mouse moves on Facebook.
Now who still wants to be on Facebook?
This isn't where you click. This is what you hover over. Now, that's a different story.
You know, my tinfoil hat fits just fine. Thank you very much. But I find that truly bothersome.
Mm.
Now, it's a free service. You know, that's the thing. It's free. You abide by their rules. But so I get that. I get that they can do that. Just that makes me uncomfortable.
So the data collection could include how long a user's cursor hovers over a certain part of its website, or whether a user's news feed is visible at a given moment on the screen of, you know, even your mobile phone. So all of those things could be used, quote, for an endless range of purposes, from product development to more precise targeting of advertising.
Does it tell you how long you lingered too long on someone else's photograph, perhaps, something like that?
Well, I'll tell you, we did one earlier in the week where they've got an algorithm that shows how long people will stay together by the commingling of their friends. And that will determine, like, what kind of ads, i.e. divorce lawyers, stuff like that, will go
Whoa.
On your page.
I know. Huh. I found it a little disturbing. This morning I was reading about who they call Glitch Girl, the girl on the face of the Obamacare website.
Oh, yeah.
Gotten rid of her and put icons up there. But then these two people that had posted on their Facebook, I had no problem signing up for Obamacare. Suddenly they're getting a call from the government who's like, can we make you the face of our website? Can we put you in a video? Can we make you a testimonial? I just thought, oh, really? They're creeping my Facebook? Like,
Well, but that tells you they're looking for any positives that they
without
can
question.
In this situation. Speaking of technological type things, PC Magazine has put together a list of the tech pet peeves. And I can get this. The aforementioned excessive baby photo posting on social networks.
Yeah, I can see that.
Facebook and Instagram have become the family photo albums of modern day, for better or for worse. Now, while scrolling through your newsfeed, you can't escape photos of random babies blowing their first spit bubbles. And now, look, you can block that stuff. You can block that person.
Well, I don't want to block that person.
Well, then guess what? You're going to look at their children, okay?
How many Halloween costumes did you look at in the past day?
Oh, you can only imagine.
I like looking at Halloween costumes.
I know. But for some people, they don't, and so that's not a great place
Well,
to
and some people don't want to read about the escapades of those who don't have children, you know, who are living the fast life well into their 40s, 50s, and wherever.
That's a
know.
Fast life?
Well, it depends on
it's
what you're
slow,
doing.
It's a slow life, by the end.
I think he's referring to people that don't have kids that are leaving.
I'm
just making a dig.
Children.
I'm making an age joke. It's okay. It wasn't funny. We can just move on.
No, it wasn't. Not you.
It would have been funny if you weren't so old.
No, this is bizarre. Tech pet peeves. No like button on emails. This speaks to the Facebook culture. This speaks to where we are. All right. Sometimes an email doesn't elicit a response, but you still want the sender to know you've read and noted it.
That is a bad idea.
We've conditioned to like posts on Facebook and Instagram and favorite things on Twitter. A similar feature on email would be valuable in cutting down on those one word responses. No, it would not.
It would help the government to know what commercials to put on our computer.
That is a horrible, horrible idea. I like this email. You know, what happens when it says, we're scaling back your department? I like this email.
Right. Thumbs down, Mayor. Didn't like that request at all.
Yeah, that's horrible, this idea. Biggest tech pet peeves, not using an email subject line. Okay.
I almost never do. I'm that guy.
Really?
I don't like that because junk mail does that.
I only do that if I'm emailing something to myself, because that's just the easiest way for me to get an attachment onto a different computer. If I want to save a document onto another computer or something like that, I may email it to myself.
See, I'm wired differently. I make sure the subject line.
You even give yourself
works.
A subject line.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So I don't delete myself.
It's kind of like your headline, right?
Yeah,
so
it is.
You got to make it work for you. An email subject line lets the recipient know what's inside. You know what's inside? An email is inside. Really?
So the news guys have to have the headline. The sports guy's like, meh.
Yeah, I like a
go
headline.
Go figure. If you're not using one, you're either self-important or lazy, is what it says.
Thanks.
So, I'm just reading it. So auto-playing of music or video.
If the shoe fits, lace that sucker up, man.
I'll let you two scrum on that after the show. We've got an hour and 15 minutes left. Auto-playing music and video, all of a sudden your computer starts blaring some noisy commercial. This is why I hate ESPN.com.
Me too.
Because you cannot even go there without being blasted with some sort of content that they have. Hello?
Email pet peeve. The two-word email message from the boss was just, see me.
Oh, yeah.
That's never good.
Yeah, because you're not quite sure how that's going to end. And generally, it does not carry with it a pleasant connotation that this is going to go well. See me.
I like that email.
Yeah, I like it. See you in a few, boss. Last two tech pet peeves, according to PC Magazine, ringback tones. In other words, when you call someone, you don't get the standard ring in your ear.
You get a song.
You get to listen to like Robert Earl Keen or something like that while they were cool for a hot second a decade ago, but it's 2013 and being forced to listen to Ludacris when you call to wish your niece happy birthday is just plain maddening.
I couldn't agree more.
I like Ludacris.
Well, I like Ludacris too, but you know, I don't want to hear it when I call my mom.
I also like Ludakrishna.
All
right. It's kind of a spin-off Indian guy.
We'll edit out that pause later.
Yeah.
No, that pause was, I think, perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
For the West Coast feed. And then finally, PC Magazine's list of tech pet peeves, and I save this for last because I can see this. I only do it when it's absolutely necessary, but I see people doing it all the time. And I'm sure I know people that do it, and they're listening right now, and they're going to go, but, and taking photos with your iPad.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Not only do you look amazingly ridiculous holding up a 10-inch tablet to snap photos, you're also messing up the pictures of those behind you.
By the way,
don't forget, the phone camera is far superior to the iPad camera.
Yes, it is.
Your phone camera is like 10 megapixels, and your iPad camera is like 3.
I think it's 3.
So you're not going to get, it looks good on the screen, but you're not going to get as good of a picture if you take a picture with your iPad as opposed to taking a picture with your phone.
You're waggling your finger while you say that.
I am. I'm shaming you. Shame on you. Shame on us.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the five.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, set sail for a swashbuckling voyage as pirates invade the festival. Arr! It's Pirates Adventure, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
As you grow older, keeping your brain healthy will become an important part of enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. Fortunately, there's some things you can do to maintain a healthy mind throughout life. Hi, I'm Jim Daly. According to Focus on the Family's Physician Resource Council, the first step is to get active and stay active. Exercise promotes good blood flow to the brain, which research shows can stimulate production of new brain cells. Both of these outcomes help slow natural decline. Second, eat a healthy diet. The same dietary issues that contribute to cholesterol-clogged arteries in the heart can also raise the risk of problems such as stroke. Most experts recommend food that's rich in antioxidants and that can help maintain a healthy weight. Next, stay connected. Being socially engaged reduces stress and provides protection against dementia. Opportunities can be found in many places, including church, work, and volunteer projects. And finally, exercise your brain. Reading, writing, doing puzzles, playing memory games, learning an instrument, enrolling in a course at a local community college, these are all great ways to keep your mind active. Such mental activity appears to prevent the loss of brain cells and may even spur the formation of new ones. Few things are as precious as our health, so be proactive and boost your chances for maintaining a strong mind. It's worth the investment for you and your family. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Whether you're looking to build and retire in Aggieland, maybe you need a larger home because your family is getting larger, maybe you are making the very first home build decision in your life. Go to WillisHomesTX.com and have a look at some of the work that Chris and Clint Willis have been doing here in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. Family background, raised right here, hardworking folks. They spend your money like it's their own. That means you get the quality and the elegance that maybe you didn't think you can get. You're dealing with Chris and Clint. They'll take you through the plans. They'll take you through the process. They'll answer your questions so that when you're done, you'll have a home that may, in fact, be higher quality and more elegant than you thought you could afford. But most importantly, you know exactly how they spent the money to build the home that you wanted. Kind of a unique approach where the client gets to see line item descriptions of the materials, the labor and the profit all built in right there so you can see it. Willis Custom Homes knows that you'd like to see transparency, so they offer that to you as one of their clients. So for whatever reason you are building a home, big decision, lots of choices, let Willis Custom Homes take you through that. The website is WillisHomesTX.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do work for you.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Listing your home for sale can be stressful, to say the least, for anybody. Or if you have to move out of town before it sells, that can produce a crazy amount of anxiety. You have to leave your house unoccupied, just sitting there, all by its lonesome, hoping that someone will buy it before it sits on the market for too long. Who's going to keep it up? Who's going to make sure that it continues to show well? Well, there's one clear answer to that question. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Go with Zwicker & Associates. Not only is the listing team at Zwicker & Associates going to stage your vacant home, not only are they going to aggressively market your property, they're going to send a licensed property superintendent to your home at least one time per week to walk through the interior and the exterior of the property. Look for any plumbing leaks, dusty windowsills, light bulbs that need to be changed, making sure the AC is still on the temperature that you designated. You know, clean up the bug carcasses that get on the windowsill sometimes. Stuff like that. They'll report any item that needs attention, and they'll help with those. Oh, yeah, and they're also going to count your professionally designed flyers that are kept streetside so you don't run out. So for a level of service when selling your home that's going to surpass your expectations, call Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams or log on, zarealestate.com.
News, weather, sports, and stuff. The Infomaniacs, 6 to 9 weekdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:54. Let's start you off with the high school football report. Here's Zach Taylor.
The Tigers have been on a roll of late, winning three straight district games en route to a 6-2 overall record and a second-place spot in the district standings. To keep that streak alive, they'll have to get past a 4-4 Conroe Tigers team tonight. Here's Coach Raffield on the matchup.
I told our kids they're going to come out ready to play football. Their playoffs are these last two regular season games for them. If they can come out and upset us or Lufkin or something, you know, that makes their entire program for the year. And so they're going to give us their best game. But like I told our kids, we want the best game they got. Bring it on. That way there's no question when it's over.
Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on News Talk 1620. WTAW. The Rutter Rangers wrap up their season tonight, still in search of their first win of the year. Coach C.M. Pierre's team has taken some knocks in 2013, going 0-9 and 0-7 in district. But to get that first victory, they'll have to get past a tough 5-1 Montgomery squad. Here's Coach on the game plan against the Bears.
Montgomery is the epitome of this district in that they're good on the line of scrimmage. They play smash-mouth football, the biggest team in the district, no doubt. So we're going to go right at them. And we feel like we can go over the top. We're going to go over the top often. You know, we got to be dead on with our passes and our choices. And if we do that, we'll have some success against these guys.
Game time is set for 7:30 with broadcast on Peace 107. The Navasota Rattlers are looking well on their way to another district title, sitting at a perfect 3-0 in district play and 7-1 overall. But to sew it up, they'll need a victory tonight over rival Caldwell. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the 1-6 Hornets.
3 years in a row, three different coaches, but I tell you, Coach Goforth's come in, and they're not the same Caldwell. You know, the last couple of years, they're doing a great job, and they're a better football team. I know their record doesn't show it right now, but they are a better football team, and you can see their kids play with a lot of heart. He's got the kids believing in what they're doing. They play you hard, and so we're not taking any team lightly.
It will also be the final home game for the Rattlers this season. Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play, the 6-1 St. Joseph Eagles look to remain perfect in district when they host St. Paul II. Game time is set for 7:30. Meanwhile, Bryan and College Station will have the week off. Don't forget, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And this has been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. It is 7:56, and we'll move now to an SEC title. Needing a win to secure their first regular season crown, the number 24 Texas Aggie soccer team delivered it in startling fashion and early in the game, as a matter of fact.
Here comes a corner kick from Kelly Minogue. Top of the six. Shot taken, header, shake, room, go, Texas A&M.
14 minutes into the game, Broom put it back in the back of the net for her 12th goal of the season, and A&M nipped LSU 3-2 at Ellis Field. The triumph gave the Maroon and White a 9-2-0 record in league play, and the Aggies share of the SEC title with the Florida Gators, who also finished with 27 points. In last week's win over Vandy, that got the Aggs bowl eligible, which for the most part was a foregone conclusion. But at this week's press conference, Coach Sumlin was asked about postseason setups for the Aggies.
What you have is once you become bowl eligible, now you start playing for better situations. But you don't control that. What you can do is win as many games as you can because you don't know what's going to happen here down the stretch. So every game becomes important. You know, we still got a lot of things that are out in front of us. But in order to do that, again, it gets back to 1 week at a time. And, you know, you have to keep winning to put yourself in better situations.
A&M, UTEP. 7 o'clock the pregame with Dave and Dave. 8:10 the kickoff, all here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dolphins secondary looks a bit confused. Here they come. And he's
got it into the end zone. That's a sack.
Safety.
The Dolphins win the football
safety.
Game.
Dolphins blew a 17-3 lead in the second half before Cameron Wake tackled Andy Dalton in the end zone for a safety with 6:38 left in overtime to give the Miami Dolphins a 22-20 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Dolphins ended a four-game losing skid to improve to 5-4 and become the third team in NFL history to win a game in overtime with a safety. Here's Aggie quarterback for the Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill, after the game.
Defense played great all day. They put together some long drives, but they kept fighting, got a few turnovers. And then when the game counted down here at the end, Cam Wake steps up and makes a huge play.
A couple NCAA games last night saw Houston force a late fumble to beat South Florida 35-23, and Antoinette Jimerson had a long touchdown run. Breland Chancellor returned a punt for a score in a 1 minute and 35 second span in the North Texas 28-16 victory over Rice. And finally, for the first time since 1996, the University of Kentucky enters the season as the number one team in the Associated Press Top 25 basketball poll. They were released yesterday, just below the Wildcats, Michigan State, and Louisville, followed by Duke and Kansas. Round out the top five. Only one SEC